I'm sure everyone is looking forward to Christmas, especially with COVID-19 almost behind us. In Singapore, during Christmas, we see fake snow and fake trees. We sing songs of fictional characters and dress up as them. Most people plan in their minds how to have the most fun and impress others with our stories, parties, and gifts. Amidst the festivities, it's so easy to miss the real meaning of Christmas and the message of humility in Christmas. First, let us consider the humility of Jesus that is revealed at Christmas. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 6-8, the Bible tells us that Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. As we celebrate Christmas, let us not forget the first coming of Jesus is in essence a supreme act of humility. Jesus gave up his divine glory to become human in flesh and die on a cross to save ungrateful and undeserving sinners from eternal condemnation. In his book, Knowing God, J.I. Packer on the Christmas Spirit, he writes, "It ought to mean the reproducing of human lives of the temperament of him who for our sakes become poor, the spirit of those who, like their master, live their whole lives on the principle of making themselves poor, spending and being spent to enrich their fellow men, giving time, thought, care, and concern to do good to others. Therefore, if you want to imitate Christ, we must first emulate his humility to serve others sacrificially. This Christmas, let it be not just about what you enjoy and how you feel. Rather, consider how you can humble yourself and, as written in the earlier verses of Philippians, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." Next, let us consider the humility of Mary. In the account of the Gospel of Luke, the angel Gabriel visited Mary and told her that she is highly favored and the Lord is with her. The angel also revealed to her that she will conceive as a virgin and give birth to the Son of God. However, he was troubled, afraid, and did not know how it could be possible. Indeed, as we read on, we know that there was a census and baby Jesus had to be born in a manger. Nothing seems to be going well. But didn't the angel say that she is highly favored and the Lord is with her? For many of us, we like to be in control of our situations. The modern society offers many conveniences and allows us to be in more control over many things. However, when our plans are disrupted or when things are uncertain, we will often feel very frustrated and anxious. In her encounter with the angel, Mary ended the conversation with the words in Luke chapter 1, verse 35-38. "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Sometimes humility is about recognizing the sovereignty of God and remembering his words. Mary's words remind us of our position as a servant before God and cause us to respond correctly in faith to God's words, no matter what our situation is. Finally, let us consider the humility of the shepherd. Like Mary, the shepherds living out in the fields receive a message from an angel. The shepherds were not people of high social standing. This tells us that the good news is for everyone, not just for the powerful and rich. However, they are not just humble in their status, but also in their heart. And it is their humility that has led them to hurry to Bethlehem to seek Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. They are looking forward to see their Savior. For us, we also need to have the humility to know that we need to be saved. Contrast their response to King Herod, who wanted to kill baby Jesus when he knew that a Messiah was to be born. He would not allow the King of Kings to live because he could not imagine being under the rule of another king. It is also noteworthy to mention that it is not always the case that those who are humble in status will always be humble in their hearts. A clear example is the thief on the cross who rejected Jesus. After all, we will not be saved by our knowledge, wealth, power, or good works. The good news is that a Savior, the Messiah, is born to us. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to anyone who believes, and we are saved by faith through grace. It is the shepherd's humility that enabled them to be used by God to spread the good news. They share the good news because they cherish it. Therefore, we must not let our humble conditions constrain how we think God can use us. This Christmas, let's reflect whether we have the humility to be used by God. Therefore, brothers and sisters, Christmas is not about making our holiday wishes come true. It is about receiving God's good news with humility, then growing in humility through the unexpected circumstances in our lives, and allowing our humility to be used by God to spread the good news. We will be empowered to do this as we rejoice in God's sovereign grace and delight in His words, when we see the example of humility, love, and sacrifice in the life of Jesus.